Hey guys, Coop here. And one of the big things we're going to do in 2025 is an annual project plan. If you've been through the annual planning process by now, you've seen this at the end. And my goal is to give clients a really easy win for getting clients and a really easy win for improving ARM every single month. So each of these projects that I'm going to name for you will have an office hours dedicated to them the month before the project comes due. They will have step-by-step instructions that they can follow by themselves mostly, or in many cases, there will be a completely done-for-you click-this-button option that they can just follow if they're working with GLM, for example. The goal here is not to replace your prescription. It's not to kind of like one-up the tasks that you're giving the client. The goal here is to make sure that the client is doing marketing work to keep growing their business. It's very easy for them to get drawn into the easy, hard things of playbooks, you know, working on staff evaluation, stuff like that, and avoiding the marketing. And we've seen this over and over again. And so what I want to do is make sure that they've got a project plan for marketing and a project plan for ARM every single month. Now, you might give them projects and tasks for more marketing. These should be seen as bonus items. You can also tell the client, you know what, don't do the project plan from Coop this month. We've got more important things. It's really up to you, the mentor, to determine whether they should do it or not. This will show up in their dashboard as a task every single month, but you can just delete it if you don't think it's appropriate for them, or if the timing is bad, or if they're already overwhelmed. This will work best for clients who are green avatars, who are saying, okay, I'm done, give me more. It will also work best for the yellow avatars who are not overwhelmed yet. They just need very, very clear direction to take action. So here we go. In January, and we'll be having, of course, an office hours in December to kick these things off. First, we're going to give them a 5130 social cue in January, just copy paste, and we're going to introduce a habits kickstart to increase ARM. That habits kickstart will be in the office hours with Cynthia in December. It'll tell them exactly how to do it. We've got a brand new kickstart and habits program under nutrition in the toolkit. They can use that. They can go step by step. They can copy one of the programs from Cynthia or Alex, or they can make up their own. There will be step-by-step instructions there too. And in either case, if they just press a button, all of the emails for their nutrition challenge will be set up for them in GLM or also in Coach Catalyst. February, we're going to give people a brand new lead magnet, and we're going to be talking about pre-open clinics that they can run before the intramural open. So if people want to get better at their double-unders or their overhead squats or their cleans or whatever, they can run a specialty program, and we're going to give them all the instructions that they need to do that so that they can launch those things before the open starts. March, we're going to do a Bring a Friend Friday. We're also going to give them a spring retail order form and tell them how to do that. Now, these are quick wins that should generate a couple new clients and maybe $1,000 in top line revenue on retail, but they're easily done. And again, it's just click the button, copy, paste, do this, you know, as simply as you can. The thing that I like about every gym doing Bring a Friend Friday in March is that you get people sharing notes. Here's what I do. Here's my post. Copy this, steal this. And you get this collaborative effect that shouldn't place any more work on the mentor's shoulders, but give the client a lot of extra value in the group. And if we're doing a lot of the same things at the same times in each month, you'll get a lot more collaboration and discussion and clients solving their own problems. In April, we're going to give them a 5130 template to use in email, and we're going to tell them to launch a population group 6-week program. So this could be kids, it could also be seniors, it could be any population group that they want, it could be specific to women, you know, after delivery, it could be specific to women who are pregnant, it could be specific to men, it doesn't matter, we want a population specific group. May, we're going to focus on getting former clients back, so we're going to give them the 10-word email and say, here, send this out. We're also going to do a summer kickstart, which is a repeat of the January kickstart for habits or nutrition. June, we'll have another Bring a Friend event, and we'll be building on the one that we did in March. So what did you learn? What can you do better? What can you repeat? What did other people do that you can copy and paste? We'll also be running a different specialty group in June, and we'll talk to them about that. This could be a corporate group. It could be a sports team, and we'll give them some instructions to help them out. July, we'll do another 5130, but this time we'll have a stronger social focus, and so we'll have examples from people in the Two Brain community who have done really, really well with 5130. More than anything, you're going to notice a lot of these special tasks repeat, and that's because they work, and that's why people are doing them over and over and over again. We're also looking in July at the person's on-ramp and seeing if there's a tweak they can make. Can they add a session? Can they raise the price? Can they add nutrition? Can they do something else to increase the value of their on-ramp, since that's one thing that they're all doing? In August, we're going to have them get 10 referrals. We'll make that a little bit of a challenge. And for ARM, we're also going to have a goal review challenge. One thing that I'm noticing people are doing super duper well with the golden hour challenge is they are booking goal reviews and actually getting those people to update their prescription. It's awesome. September, we'll have another Bring a Friend Friday event, and we'll launch our third Habits Kickstart of the year for people. In October, we'll give them a 5130 email, and we'll kick off a fall retail blitz, so that's supplements and clothing. In November, we'll give them a new lead magnet, and we'll push them to book more goal reviews. December, we'll have our last Bring a Friend event of the year, and we will set them up for a January rate increase. So this is the project plan for 2025. Of course, every single month has two empty lines on it, and you can put in whatever you want. You can also assign other marketing or other ARM boosting projects. You don't have to count on this to do all the marketing and ARM boosting for you. You can also tell clients again, like, that's not for you this month, skip it, you know, let's do something different. It's really up to you. And the goal here is not to overwhelm the client or give them more work to do or give you more work to do, certainly. It's to give the client a bonus and give them some extra help and get them all working together to solve problems. When we do everything all at the same time, like every gym around the world is doing Bring a Friend Friday event, or every gym around the world is doing the Intramural Open, for example, you get a lot more collaboration and sharing of resources and help and tips and feedback and questions, and that will really boost their ability to do it. Thank you for helping first. This is the project plan for 2025.